To the US now, and Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra has described having her arms pinned and being violently raped by the former Hollywood film producer Harvey Weinstein more than 25 years ago. During her evidence at Weinstein's trial in New York, the actress says she tried to fight him off and told him no after he barged into her apartment. Weinstein faces charges of rape and sexual assault relating to two other women, but several women are expected to testify at his trial. Harvey Weinstein has denied the allegations and says all of his sexual encounters were consensual. The Hollywood Reporter's Jeremy Barr has been in court and says Annabella Sciorra's evidence was explosive.
She's the most high profile of Weinstein's accusers that will testify in this case. And she kind of repeated the story that we had read about in the press, but in her own words, adding a lot of emotion to it. She talked about the night in 1993, and either the winter of 1993 or early 1994, when she says that Harvey Weinstein raped her after an industry party, that he barged into her apartment and sort of physically overtook her and raped her, and what she said was a very traumatic incident, and sort of went through what that did to her psychologically and mentally, and she said that she became suicidal from it. And so she sort of talked about what it did to her as a person, and then sort of provided the full story of her relationship with the Weinstein Company.
Had she met Harvey Weinstein prior to the night that she alleges this happened?
She did. She said that she met him at a party a few years prior in California, sort of casually. She said that she actually didn't know him when she first met him, even though she was an actress and he was a big deal, not as famous as he would become, but that she had met him casually, and that it wasn't, I think it was a fairly uncomfortable encounter, but it wasn't anything that was, I think she talked about how shocked she was about what happened, because it sort of came out of nowhere that he went from being sort of collegial and professional and networking with her to having a sort of violent attack against her.
So Harvey Weinstein's legal team has been cross-examining her. What have they focused in on?
They're trying to basically prove to the jury, as far as I can tell, that Annabella Sciorra's memory is a little bit fuzzy about the incident. They're focusing on the fact that she doesn't remember the exact date or month or year. She just knows that it was between the winter of 2013, sorry, the winter of 1993 and the first winter month of 1994. They're focusing on the fact that she doesn't remember the exact address of the building she was living in at the time. She had moved around a lot in New York City. And they're basically trying to kind of catch her in inconsistencies about things that she had said to the district attorney versus things she was saying now. And I think what we're going to hear tomorrow, when they have, when the prosecution calls the forensic psychologist, is that they're going to try to show to the jury that people that have been victims of sexual assault, that their memories, they can't always remember exactly the details of what happened. Certain things stand out in their memory, but trying to catch one of them in an inconsistency between their recollections doesn't mean that it didn't actually happen. So they're trying to basically sow doubt in the jurors' minds about whether her story is really to be believed, considering how long ago it was.
What has she said about how Harvey Weinstein spoke to her about that incident later?
Well, she said that he was very menacing, that she did confront him about it, and that he said he sort of made a weird kind of joke about it and said, that's what all the nice Catholic girls say. And then he said to her, this remains between you and I. And she said it was very menacing. She said his eyes were black, and she thought he was going to hit her. So she could tell that he still held some sort of physical force or threat over her, and that's why she says that she waited so long to tell people that she was scared of him. He hoped that she wouldn't say anything, and she didn't say anything until 2017, many, many years after the incident.
So how has Harvey Weinstein been listening to all of this?
He's been watching the testimony, looking up at the screen, not really emoting very much, not really shaking his head. The only really emotion that he showed today was when a prosecutor made a comment about him and how he was talking too much and kind of criticized his behavior, and he was shaking his head. But mostly he's sort of, he's just been watching and following, but he's not reacting when things are being said, which is a bit surprising considering how graphic some of the testimony has been about him.
Who else has been watching this trial? Who's been present?
Well, the actress Ellen Barkin was there today, and she seemed to be supporting Annabelle Sciorra. But we haven't noticed any members of Weinstein's family in attendance, and it's really just been his paid legal team and his public relations employees, but he hasn't had any sort of supporting section there.
So what do we know about his actual physical condition? Because some people may be surprised to see him entering and exiting court in a Zimmer frame, a walking aid.
Well, so he had, he got into a car accident this past summer. He claims that he was swerving his car to avoid hitting a deer. He had a back injury, and last month he underwent back surgery on his back, and his team says that surgery has kind of left him unable to walk without the assistance of a walker. So he's used it every single day, sort of unusually. He actually sometimes does not walk with the walker. In the morning, he generally walks down the aisle of the courthouse under the assistance of two men who walk with him and could sort of help carry him along. But in the afternoon, he's been always using his walker to leave. So he actually introduced a new walker today. Previously, he had a walker that had two tennis balls in the wheels, and today he used a more advanced kind of modern version of it that he can actually sit down on. But we don't know if this is permanent, this walk, or if this is something that's only being used because it was sort of in the immediate aftermath of this surgery.
That is journalist Jeremy Barr from The Hollywood Reporter, and he's been sitting in on the Harvey Weinstein trial.